Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Dean's Den, the Dean of Wrestling Referee Steve Kane, with wrestling news, wrestling views, and wrestling news Sit back, pop a cold one, and get ready for Live from the Dean's Den.
Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to Live from the Dean's Den. I am your host, the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane. And yes, that was quite an interesting little finish to tonight's SmackDown on Fox. So we'll talk about that in a little bit, as well as quite a few other things that are going on at this point in wrestling. Those of you who happened to catch the show last night, TNT, you already know about this. For those who didn't, on next Thursday, on the 21st, there will be a special edition of War Wrestling Authority Radio. And on that particular episode, we will be interviewing one of the legends from the Memphis, Tennessee promotion, Superstar Bill Dundee. And then another week after, 2 weeks after that, on December the 5th, we will have Supermax Sean Hernandez with us. Now, let's go ahead and let's get started. We called tonight's episode Shall We Play a Game? And the reason that we're doing that is because of the fact that WWE has issued a new set of cards for their WWE card game, SuperCard Season 6. And this is something where they can't mess this up like they did with the the WWE 2K20. I don't even like to talk about that game. Makes me glad that I don't have it. Here is what's going to happen on Season 6 of SuperCards. So those of you who play this game, you'll understand what I'm talking about. The rest of you will just have to kind of figure this out. If you watch it, if you play it, then you'll know. It says cards under Beast have been rotated to Legacy. Beast will become the lowest card available on the draft board. 250 plus new cards will be available at launch across three new tiers. S6 cards feature only one matches played stat and don't have slots for enhancements and tokens. S6 cards feature a new leveling system. Singles go to 100, pros to 105. You can fortify S6 pros with duplicates, giving them increased strength through extra levels. Team updates. The team cap has been raised to 20. A new opt-in TBG system. And again, this is the kind of stuff that I am not aware of. For those of you who play this game, you understand what this is. So, I'm just going to explain it anyway. And, those who do play can catch what I'm saying and you'll know whether, you think this is a good thing or not. A new opt-in TBG system allows for teams to break into smaller groups and play two TBG simultaneously. Stats now include event averages and leaderboards. Search optimization to help players find their best fit faster. Stronger notification system. The Performance Center. Location to earn experience points or matches played passively. One free chamber for matches played. Card experience points chamber requires purchases. So there you go. You're caught. You gotta spend money on this game. Like with the Fusion Chamber, you can also purchase to speed up training and more money going up. Cards in the PC can still be used in play. The PC stays up to date as you play. Time is removed from timers when you earn matches or experience points. You can train any card in the PC. So, I'll tell you what. I'll stick with the Mystic Lords of Ka'a. And if you don't understand the joke on that, well, go watch reruns of The Big Bang Theory. So that is what is happening on the game front. Now, we'll go ahead and we'll break into a little bit of AEW. It's out that Nick Jackson will be competing in a singles match Wednesday on Dynamite. The storyline that they're going with is that Matt has not been cleared due to last week's attack by Santana Ortiz. And this is going to be something because Nick has not worked a singles match in around 4 years. So the updated card for next week is the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal, Private Party versus Proud and Powerful. And we talked about that on Thursday night, that Private Party is dedicating that match to their late training partner. Nick Jackson versus Ray Phoenix. And then the main event, Jon Moxley takes on Darby Allin. And I am definitely looking forward to that match. I've really fallen in love with Darby Allin. He's really a good up and comer. I think that's gonna be a good one, and I think Moxley can play off of Darby's really wild in ring style. This is just coming across, and this is definitely there's been a bit of not too happy campers within WWE, and especially within NXT, and in this case, well, NXT / 205. And we'll talk about the case of Jordan Miles, a.k.a. ACH, in just a minute. Brian Kendrick has announced that he will be taking a leave of absence from the ring due to frustrations with his current role within the company. And he posted this. He says, "It's been 3 years since my last Cruiserweight title opportunity. Since then, it has become evident that nobody on 205 Live understands nor respects the road that I paved for them. Therefore, I am taking an indefinite leave of absence from the ring." So that's pretty big. Now, whether this is Angle or not, we'll just have to see. Somebody posted on Wrestling News Source, looks like more and more wrestlers are realizing the way Pac did things to run out his WWE contract is the way to do it and suffer zero consequences. WWE has become a toothless tiger, and the wrestlers are slowly starting to realize this. Just a couple of days ago, and this did not get mentioned on TNT because had quite a bit that we were covering that night. Jordan Miles, a.k.a. ACH, has announced that he has quit WWE. I'll go ahead and I'll pop this up there real quick. He says, as of today, I like to officially announce that I quit effing WWE. I am no longer employed. I refuse to work for racists. I effing quit. F them. I hate that effing company and everything they effing stand for. All they ever did was hold our people back. I do this S for the culture. I don't need anyone's effing permission to do what I want to do. Screw Jordan Miles. Don't ever call me by that slave name. Call me ACH and don't forget the super. B, I quit, F you. And, man. So, he's definitely, he's definitely going at it. Somebody posted the SpongeBob meme, the one that where he, as he spreads his hands out, comes out with a rainbow that says nobody cares. And so Super ACH said to this Mark, nobody asked you, trick. So he's running back, and he's clapping back hard. So this is definitely going to be a big thing. And now the question is, where is he going to go? Because of course, when this all started down, because of the situation with let me compose myself for a second here. Ring of Honor. When this all went down, he went and called out Jay Lethal as an Uncle Tom. So so where is he going to go? Obviously he's definitely not gonna be going and going back to ROH. So that means he goes full out independent. He could wind up at Impact. He could wind up in AEW. Of course, that's always the go-to for everybody. They sit there and say, oh, he's going to go to AEW. And so, we'll see. It's definitely not a good situation. All right. So we'll just have to see. The official WWE 2K page has apparently been hacked this evening. And with a hacker putting out a number of inappropriate posts such as WWE is fake, racial slurs, and claiming they'll release a video of Randy Orton and Triple H engaging in sexual acts if the post reached 10,000 likes. The page also posted an odd message accompanied by a photo of a man which reads, "This is the guy who made me quit NBA 2K. Hamza Salman, boys. The terrorists bombed the NBA 2K HQ and we can't do anything about it. Hashtag chuckling hella." Shout out Debug, Aqua, New Blom, XU, and Player. And also, apparently, the 2K and NBA Facebook pages have also been hacked. So I'm going to go ahead and take a quick look here, because that's what you do when you do a situation like this, as far as journalism goes. Sometimes you do stuff live on the spur of the moment. And for those who are listening to this broadcast later via Anchor, iTunes, or somewhere or some other Spotify, whatever, wherever you're listening to this on, then you can see if at that point the hack is still up or not. So I just got the page up, so I'm gonna start scrolling. Oh yes, it is still hacked. The first post that I see is, "Bruh, Randy Orton needs to make a comeback and start RKOing ends left and right on God." Wow. "Bruh, I just logged in this N's iCloud and he was effing Nikki Bella." Oh my God, this is like, wow. I mean, the last legitimate post comes out 7 hours ago. Holy cow. Wow. This is unbelievable. I'm gonna get to my co-hosts and from the other show, and I'm gonna give them a let them see this, because man, that's folks, that's some really messed up stuff. I mean, you know, hacking something like that, I mean, holy cow. Come on. Doggone it. That's just absolutely insane. So, okay. On the WWE UK front, at today's NXT TV UK TV tapings from Hull, England, it was confirmed TakeOver Blackpool 2 has been scheduled, confirmed, for Saturday, January 11th, 2020. Now, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but the belief is that they will go ahead and have that at the Empress Ballroom, which is the same place that TakeOver Blackpool 1 occurred in January of this year. And, of course, that was an excellent event. So, be interested in going with that. Oh, more game news talked about tonight being, "Shall we play a game?" Well, here we go. WWE has filed for two more trademarks, WWE SGL and Superstar Gaming League, on Monday, November 11th. Now, this is the legal definition that they filed with the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Entertainment services, namely the production and distribution of an ongoing show in the nature of video games, gaming services in the nature of conducting online computer game tournaments, providing a web-based system and online portal for customers to participate in online gaming, operation and coordination of game tournaments, leagues, and tours for recreational computer game-playing purposes, organization of electronic game competitions, entertainment services, namely production and distribution of a game show, entertainment services, namely conducting live video games, provision of information relating to electronic computer games provided via the Internet, entertainment services, namely providing online computer games, providing ratings and reviews for video game content, entertainment services, namely providing a website featuring games, entertainment services, namely providing online reviews of computer games, gaming services in the nature of conducting online computer game tournaments, organization of electronic game competitions. Now, this actually sounds like something that is right up Xavier Woods' territory, because, of course, up, up, down, down, Austin Creed. So we'll have to see what comes up with that. Very, very interesting. So AEW, we now have an update on buy rate for Full Gear, and again, this is not totally 100% complete yet, but this is a start. They had a buy rate of around 100,000. This is according to Wrestling Observer, and it says that the report notes that streaming numbers were around the same as AEW's first two pay-per-view events, and while cable numbers are not yet known, they're expected to be around the same as Double or Nothing or All, and All Out. Now, while it didn't make the top 20 in Google Trends that day, it did briefly rank at 19 before falling out of that at the end of the night. So now on to the Lucha Libre scene. CMLL is running live tonight over at Arena Mexico, and this is a big one. They are actually, because of the fact that they have a working relationship with New Japan, they are giving a celebration, retirement celebration for Tiger Hattori, who will be retiring at the end of this year. This is a fairly decent show. It's they're running 2-for-1 on tickets for tonight. So tonight's main event is Místico, Volador, and Soberano facing Ultimo Guerrero, Gran Guerrero, and Negro Casas. Star Junior teaming up with Titan and Stuka Jr. against NGD, Angel de Oro, and Felino in a lightning match. Then Kawato-san is teaming with Okamura and Hechero against Atlantis, Dolce Gardenia and Audaz. Shoko Nakajima finishes her CML tour by teaming with Princesa Sugita and La Jarosita against Dali, Stephanie, and Reina Isis. And Retro and Sonic will be the opening match against Hijo del Signo and Esperanto Jr. That's the big one. Wednesday, Facebook Live, we'll have Lucha Capital, the next round of their tournament, and in this, they will have the women will have a trios match, and this will feature Big Mommy versus Vanilla versus Lady Maravilla. So obviously, of course, there will be a lot of interaction between Mommy and Maravilla over the feud that they still have ongoing over the mixed tag team titles. Willie Mack will be returning to Mexico. He will be facing off against Bengala. Also on this card will be Moco Cota Jr., Pagano, Aerostar, Murder Clown, Nino Hamburguesa, Ares, and Abismo Negro Jr. Now, AAA will also be returning to Twitch on Sunday the 17th, and from Juarez, and this card will have Big Mommy, Mascarita Dorada, and Nino Hamburguesa, which I'm a little surprised. I don't know where they're going with this storyline, against Dimas, Kira, and Lady Maravilla. Mamba, Murder Clown, and Pimpanella Escarlata will be teaming up to go against Ares, La Parca Negra, and Monster Clown. Daga facing Taurus, Brian Cage, and Flamita. Nicho El Milenario, Psycho Clown, Taya versus Ayako Hamada, Rey Escorpión, and Tejana Jr., Dr. Wagner Jr., La Parca, and Pagano against Averno, Blue Demon Jr., and Chessman. So that's definitely going to be a big card. Now that will start at 9 p.m. Eastern. Again, Twitch broadcasts live in two languages. On this, they have the Spanish feed, and then, of course, they also have the English feed. And what's kind of ironic is that the commentator for the Lucha Capital tournament is the same fellow who does the English commentary for Twitch. kind of one of those strange little ironies there. Now CMLL will also be running Sunday. They will have Apocalipsis and Esperanza Jr. versus Leono and Sonic, Atomo, Galito, and Microman versus Chamuel, El Guapito, and Perico Zakiras, Sagrado Universo 2000 Jr., and Virus versus Blue Panther Jr., Fuego, and Guerrero Maya Jr., El Audaz, Esfinge, Rey Comita versus Polovara, Tiger and Vangelis. Angel de Oro, Caño, and Niebla Roja will face Negro Casas, Rey Bucanero, who's with CML now, and Terrible will square off, and Caristico will be facing Gran Guerrero. So that's basically what's going on. And so once again, just a quick reminder for those of you who are listening other than on Blog Talk, listen to Blog Talk this coming Thursday night for our special interview with superstar Bill Dundee. And I think we're going to have a great time, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. So thanks for listening. I am the Dean of Wrestling Referees, Steve Kane, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to Live from the Dean's Den. Live from the Dean's Den comes to you every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Evolution Radio Network. Replays can be found on Anchor FM, Spotify, iTunes, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.